Avenue's Bistro on 3rd is buzzing Wednesday at lunchtime. Normally, even as the winter chill sets in, customers would be pouring outside to find a coveted patio seat. The restaurant opened in 2011 and has since provided an outdoor dining space through mid-December. That is, until a neighbor complained and the city stepped in to enforce an existing zoning law. Attorney Pat Shea says what happened to Avenue's Bistro was the result of a lack of communication between those who issued the original business license and those who enforced the zoning law.
So it's as if the left hand said, go ahead and build this restaurant, and the right hand, the enforcement mechanism, was never informed. And then once the neighbor complained, it had to come and, in essence, cancel what the left hand agreed to do.
Shea says he's helping the owner, Kathy Chadbourne, survey the neighborhood and gather signatures. The city council has a process through the planning office where one can petition to change the zoning map that impacts the area. The council would then conduct public hearings and potentially vote on the change. Shea says when the zoning map was drawn 30 years ago, there was a desire for exclusive residential neighborhoods that didn't include businesses.
Well, lifestyles have changed, and people now want to be able to walk to outdoor restaurants to have facilities in their neighborhood.
The petition is posted on the counter at Avenue's Bistro just as customers enter the restaurant. There's also an online petition at change.org that already has more than 1,100 signatures. Shea says there's no specified number of signatures needed for the petition process. Whitney Evans, KUER News.